curious. So you know, like you can walk into a room and you can feel the energy. Well, your energy, your influence is getting so pervasive that it's stretching out way further than you would imagine. So this is where spirit has us running errands and such. In other words, when you're led to go somewhere, do something, call somebody, and I literally see like a star winking at me. It's you know, we're they're showing me like a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, like an achievement badge. So we're earning our merit. We're earning our merit. Now, they want me to explain something. This isn't just in the physicality. So this is when suddenly you have a thought about someone you haven't seen in 30 years or whatever. It's like you're extending that offering because you're establishing grace. So as each of us open up to grace, as each of us open up to our highest establishment, we're lifting up. Oh my gosh. So the energies are sort of like the chariot card where we have all this capacity. And what we're learning to do is to create movement. So they're literally showing me the Sphinx and the energy that we each possess. Like literally, I just became the Sphinx. So and so did each of you. So it's really understanding the honor. I got paused. It's so cute. It's really understanding the honor. It's understanding the emphasis. It's understanding the energy exchange. Because as each of us heal, as each of us take possession of our true entitlement, we do this in mass. In other words, anytime you try to attain a gift, you're trying to pay your bill, you're trying to make your sale, whatever it is, when you're in the ego, well, good luck. Good luck. Because we pass that. We're out of that timeline. When you're an overachiever, it's like they just have so much emphasis, so much love for us. It's like we're moving into 5D. We're moving into grace. Where we're really coming into the awareness that there's no separation, there's no lack, and there's no true identity in terms of that separated individual state. Now, of course, we still have to pretend in the sense that we're still using the form, we're still using the role per se. But the more, oh my gosh, the energies are so enlightening and invigorating as we move into highest circumstances, we move into our evolved state. Now, they want me to go back a little bit. Whether you're a healer by profession or you have simply opened up your drawers. In other words, like when you're looking for something, you open a drawer to see what's inside. You're opening up your drawers. You're opening up your wares. Each of us are healers. Each of us are ministers. Whatever your word that you're most comfortable with, but you want to remember that you're in the process of expansion. Now, this expansion is self-revealing. So we're all in the process of revealing where we have trampled upon our own source, our own identity, where we've committed to the false self. So all of this is being revealed. So if you're having blemished days, if you're having days that aren't quite as pretty, as nice as others, it doesn't mean that you're failing in any way. They're showing me like a broad stroke reality. Let me explain this. The energies that are coming forth for each of you with delight, it's almost like imagine a watering can, just watering the flowers or seeds or fertilizer, whatever you want to imagine. But, and I literally have like a comet, a shooting star. So these energies coming through in broadcast fashion. Now, how these energies work is where we are already aligned with light, receiving, we're experiencing, we're receiving, really groovy advance because we're accentuated. In other words, we're open for business. So you're going to see things really moving, things coming into alignment, having those like miraculous moments where things just shift easily. It's like, ooh, that was easy. It was easy because you didn't take the long way home. You released the belief in suffering. You didn't apply measured with the linear focus, you evolved. In other words, there's no separation, right? So you're already in your future. You're already out of time. And so where you're open to your light, they're showing me a rainbow. You are ready, like, oh gosh, I got like leprechauns sliding down rainbows here. Because this is the point. This is the point. We are the divine. There is no separation. So things are starting to really shift. Now, where we still regard ourselves from past trespasses. In other words, we have trespassed against self. We have come out of alignment, out of agreement with our holiness. Well, that's where they're saying, like, we're due to suffer, you know, because we signed up for it. Imagine like a class or whatever, like sign up for it. We signed up for it. Now, we did that because, of course, we know how to transmute the energies. So that is where it's becoming sincerely obvious that something is awry, not out of punishment, but out of authorship. Because as you can author that, as you can recognize, I bought into something that did not respect my holiness. I bought into a belief system. I bought into an ideology that did not respect my true nature, my true awareness, my true gift, my true circumstance. Well, then that's what you empowered. So they're asking to remember that those days where it's like, oh, where is this day ever going to end, are really where the heart of the matter is really our opportunity to receive kindness of self. Now, how we do that is we bring our full plate to our master self. So in other words, we're not arguing with others, we're not yelling at God, we're opening up gently and significantly to our holy awareness, to our holy avail, to our holy response system, and we receive. We receive liftoff, and I literally have like a knock or a hit at my third eye. Now my third eye is everyone else's third eye. So this is nothing like, oh, okay, so Nicole's gonna go, what about me? There is no Nicole. It's like a tribal experience as all of us are evolving to our natural state, to our natural agreement. And so now I see us like signing up for our new voyage, for our new understanding of self. So again, when you get into a tug of war with others, when you really feel there's this outside external world out there, when you're believing in 3D, it's time to release. It's time to release and bring this entitlement to your altar. So you can imagine an actual altar in your room, the altar in your higher heart. It could be your guides, your angels, but you want to stop and open up to bridge the gap, because you're the bridge. You're the one, remember the rainbow. And just think of that arc. You're opening up to your future destiny. You're opening up to your future landscape. Now, when you feel like you got those fighting gloves on, it's opening up to your highest advantage. Now, that's all that's required, is that little willingness to hear truth, to know truth, to divine truth. Now, because each of us are becoming quite sensitive with due circumstance. In other words, we're being brought forth. It's sort of like if you were unpacking a suitcase and you had it like a butler or a maid or whatever, you know, like handing you each piece, like here you go, here you go, here you go. So that's what we would call trials. It's really endowments, because as we move through these old exchanges, we have liftoff and we create our new awareness, we create our new alignment. And that's what it is. We're magnetizing, calling forth that which represents the old history. So the more that we understand, it's serving us, it's revealing to us, it's helping us to liberate into our true reality, into our true knowing, into our true alignment, endowment. Remember that broad stroke advancement. Remember the light, broad stroke, the fertilizer, the seeds, the watering can. It's all there to be received. So no one's in neglect, no one's been forgotten about, but when you operate out of the old and when you can continue to try to do that, we've already moved. In other words, you know, it's almost like class, and it's like the class has already turned the page. You have already said yes to your higher acquired state. So in other words, it's not going to work out when you're playing with the old rule book. It isn't. It's so that you bring forth the old rule book and ask for an even exchange, an even endowment. And then you plug in to source, and then all is revealed. You don't have to understand it with words. It only has to do with your readiness, a little bit of willingness. Faith as small as a mustard seed. Your willingness to come home. Your willingness to not know. Your willingness to be wrong. Your willingness to have all moments serve the light. Oh my gosh, this camel just arrived. Not quite sure why, but we've got a camel. So this is about receivership. This is about allowance. Now the third eye that's helping us, they're showing me this third eye because it's like we're all receiving our spiritual advantage, our spiritual vision. There's going to be room for movement. In other words, we're not tied, we're not tethered to the old constriction. They're showing me the Oracle card, a positive forward movement. So each of us are being advanced. Imagine playing a board game. You're advancing your token. Each of us are being advanced. So expect that. It's not about things working out the way we used to play it. It's about moving, allowing, shifting, exposing, revealing, healing, transforming into our new endowment. That light is looking for a place to reside within self. Now, once you open up, once you shift, you now understand what's possible because you're operating from that place of miracles. You're operating from that place of divine authorship, divine appointment. And so how fast can things turn on a dime, as they say? So things can shift very, very quickly, and expect it to, as you will serve your highest endowment. Not what your ego wants, not what you had planned always, but your highest endowment. So let us receive these energies. Let us receive these offerings. And so see these energies just covering, lathering. Remember the water can. Remember the comet, the shooting star. See these energies blessing all areas of arrival. So in English, wherever you are experiencing lack, wherever you are still believing in your false self, wherever you are still believing in separation, that's the old status, that's the old state, to be no more, because you're here to attend to your true life, your true self, your true soul. So as these energies, as you say yes, so it's like a co-creative process. That's why they need us to say yes. And that's why they have us use this imagery, because we're consenting to have these energies just like come in and change things, shift things, show us things. So allow these energies to be received in a broad stroke fashion. In other words, covering, just like an overlay. Any areas in your life where you are experiencing the perception of separation, lack. And of course, as we do this, we allow all full entry. So whoever appears has a justified position. It may be somebody that you had a disagreement with in 1974. It may be someone you just spoke with 2 minutes ago, because they're showing up and arriving to be included, to be endowed. Now, this is very important because it's helping us prepare the vessel where no one is excluded, when all are invited in. So what we're doing, of course, is healing our own self. It's all us on the true metaphysical level. So when you're keeping someone else out, you're banishing an aspect of yourself. You did something really bad. You must be banished. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So as we welcome all arrivals, we signal our readiness for our release, releasing those aspects of self, welcoming ourself, pardoning ourself, and again, of course, strengthening ourself, because that's what we're doing. We're welcoming the light in. We're knowing ourselves to be the divine. Let us pray. So it is. So I will just share for fun, who came after that, my long, lengthy explanation to welcome all parties in, who came in for me is like the last person in the entire world I would have thought of. But yet there they were. So I'm actually grateful for my preamble, what I just shared, because it actually helped me. I was able to welcome them in, and that was very, very timely. Okay, so everybody, welcome. Nice to have you with us. Oh my gosh, the energies, the offerings. There are many here present and listening to the recording. You're hearing from spirit. But you're doubting it because you're like, I don't channel. Yes, you do. We all channel. We're all connected to our higher self. It is impossible not to be. We play hide and seek, but that doesn't mean that we're not hearing. So usually your first thought, your first response before your mind starts kicking in, that really is from your highest self. So there's someone that's just like opened up in huge, wonderful ways, and you actually just think you're making it up. You actually aren't. You graduated. Because remember, you know, it's sort of like the word channeling is not even going to be a word in our vocabulary. In the future, because it's not needed, it's seen as something different and unusual, but it's regular habit. It's commonplace. And so in the very near future, it's just a natural state. So allow that to gently permit you to explore these new ideas, because you are receiving grace and you think that you're not ready. Well, you may not be ready to pack your bags or whatever, but you're ready to receive the endowment, to receive the idea, and just sort of let it percolate. Because you may need time, seed and harvest, like enough seed time and harvest. Like you may need time to build up those energetic resources, to have those provisions so that you can stay on top instead of, you know, self-sabotaging along the way or whatever. But your job at the moment is to receive the kind gesture, receive that divine influence. It's good. They're right there knocking on your door. So yes, you are hearing. There is another one that is very sensitive to change, and you're just shaking. You're shaking like a leaf, because you're afraid of change, and you're trying to hold on. Come here. So is my dog. One moment. Come here, buddy. Come here. Join us. Yes, come join. Oh, goodness. All right. You're trying to hold on. So they're showing me the card where it's like emotional control. That is just creating more suffering. It's just creating more suffering. And you kind of know that. So just be aware that as you will permit the flow, as you will permit They're showing me like spiritual flow. Go with the flow. Trust that the light's coming in, wants to flow. So you want movement, you want involvement. You don't have to stay stuck in the old structure. It's time to proceed and allow life to journey with you. Allow life to journey with you. There's one other issue. It's someone, I guess they're not here. They're not going to ask. You've got some kind of ailment, some kind of physical ailment. And you think it is, that's funny, Doc. You think it's because of your karma, like you deserve punishment. You're retracing your steps. There's more to be revealed. You're retracing your steps. But it's not there as like something that you need to stay with or suffer. It's more so of opening up to opportunity, healing, releasing the old belief or structure. But it's not like a punitive thing where it's going to be there forever. Someone that's not going to ask or not hear. So there's more to come. There's healing. They're showing me the healing card. It's part of your process in this incarnation. Welcome to the club. I understand from a personal level. But healing shall ensue. It's not punishment. Just so you know that. All right. That feels good. So what we're going to do now is proceed and see how we can be of delight and establish grace. They're saying establish grace among the many. That sounds very good. Let me just read the chat, see if there's something else I need to know. Oh, all right. Cap, your thought well up. All right, so let us begin with Jenny and we'll proceed accordingly. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
I have a feeling it's probably going to be the same message, but okay. I'm hoping maybe something will shift this time.
Okay.
I'm really struggling.
And what are you struggling with?
Just like emotionally overwhelmed, you know, still in fear about stuff. And then my kids have hand, foot, and mouth now, and I don't have a car. I've been without a car for 2 months. I've just been feeling really trapped and unable to take time for myself and just overwhelmed. And I'm not really sure how to shift it.
Okay. Well, mom, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
I see you in an incubator. So this is very good. This is very good. So the incubator is about hand-holding and moving into a new requirement. I've got a grasshopper. I don't know what a grasshopper represents. We shall look that up afterwards. I'm kind of so curious though, right? Don't you want to know? I want to know. Hold on. I mean, it's not often you see a grasshopper. Hold on, everybody. Grasshopper. Good luck. Ooh, that sounds nice, huh? Okay, is asking you to take a leap of faith. Good luck. Okay, we'll look it up later. But in any event, it sounds promising. Now I've got you in an incubator, which means like you're not done. You need some extra care. Now I've got a grasshopper helping you hop on to a new adventure. So you've got a lot of good energies. I literally have a, what do you call that? A horseshoe, like a good luck horseshoe. So despite your fear, despite your hesitancy, despite your cabin fever, probably more than anything, you are in the process of turning over a new leaf and opening up to your divine inheritance, to your divine gifting. Sweetheart, I mean, I'd love to bring you doubt and shame, but it's just not there. I would never bring you shame. But in any event, I've got like gold, I've got coins piled up, you know, just sort of like at a casino or whatever. You got all those chips where it's like to cash in. So now I've got three positive symbolisms here. So all that sounds promising. Let me see what can help shift all this. One moment, sweetheart. And say your name again.
Jennifer.
I know you're grounding. You've got a backyard out there. I don't, with the kids, I can't imagine you not being out there. But what you want to do specifically is really take in that sense of being nurtured, being provided. All the fear is just really feeling abandoned, feeling like you're helpless doing this alone. And so what you're in the process of doing is everything they were sharing before. What you're in the process of doing is releasing that pact, that agreement, because that's what's keeping you in constraints. That's what's like, hold, I literally see you in a straitjacket. It's what's holding you back from your triumph, is this belief that somehow you've been abandoned, you've been forgotten about, and I literally have Mother Mary and the Christ child here. So as you have a little bit of work to do, as you will claim it. So your job is literally to go back to in your backyard, put your feet on Mother Earth, and call in that divine union where you understand that she, like all the resources that you need literally come from her body. All the resources we have come from her, come from Gaia. So as you come into good acquaintance, as you come into alignment, you can expect results. What you're doing is healing an old wound. And so that's the reason it's like you're being shook or shaken to like the core, because it's but when I say shaking, I literally have bananas falling off a banana tree. So it's like you'll be provided for, provisions are coming, but it's your initiation, and I've been there, done that, in that. Trust me, I understand. It's like cried myself. But what we're doing is coming to our own realization. You know, it's like, in other words, nobody can do it for us. On the other hand, no one can keep us from it. So it's a very powerful initiatic process that you're in, where you're coming into your excellence, when you're coming into your endowment. In other words, I literally see you like braving the cold, braving. They're showing me that card. It's a five of, I guess, pentacles in tarot, where it's like, you know, financial concerns is what it is. And so it's like you're braving this fear, but in that card also is always like some beautiful stained glass from church or whatever, where it's like, but the spiritual resources are available, but you don't see it because you're so attached to the suffering or the belief in limitation or the fear or whatever. So this is your initiation, and it's quite timely because you have asked for your prized possession. You have asked for your prized result. In English, you coming into your gifts aren't going to be nearly as long-winded as mine. Like, you're not going to wait till you're 56 to come into this endowment. So it's like you're calling this forth out of entitlement, and specifically out of your claim to know your true self. When I pulled a card, I got firm foundation. And again, it's the root chakra. It's the root chakra. For you not to feel abandoned. Everything that you called forth in this lifetime left you hanging. Like, I literally have you, they use my memory, and I've been here 100 years now. So I literally have you at a payphone where you're talking, but it's like you've been abandoned. No one's there. And then you just drop the phone. So you want to remember that coming back into your healing endowment, you have to heal that belief, and you have to come back into alignment with Source. Now that's where you establish it, you claim it. And I literally see you stopping on Mother Earth, where it's like you're grounding. And it's almost like, it's not an angry insistence, but it's a determined energetic, and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
It's a determined energetic welcoming, where you come in with your truth, where it's like you come in with your advantage. In English, excuse me, it's a fork in the road. In other words, here's the question. What do you believe is true? What do you believe is true, famine or faith? So it's a test. The external realm is showing you limited availability, limited resources. That is a belief. That is your primary stance in the linear. As you orchestrate your arrival, and they're literally showing me like a conductor orchestrating, you know, with that little wand or whatever, leading the orchestra. As you orchestrate your endowment. And I've got these like notes. It's almost like Fantasia or whatever. It's like the shamanic thing. And there are these notes, and they're spiritual notes. And as you play them, as you broadcast your truth, as you claim, you know, in other words, it's a little bit like walking your talk, like eating your words, putting like your foot in your mouth, literally. It's oh my gosh. When I think of you, the disease going on, it's hand, mouth, foot thing. That's interesting. So it's literally orchestrating your destiny. In other words, do you really believe in spirit? Do you believe in faith? Do you believe your higher self and your guides are leading you? Do you believe that you create through your spiritual endowment, through your corrective notion? Or are you just like, what would be the word? It's just like you're just a victim of, you know, circumstances of the linear world. And that's where you have called forth a victory, my friend. And so it's like, it's a test of the masters. You're bringing forth the fear and the higher result for your claiming, for your success, for your victory. And here's the end result, if you're curious. Love begins. Now, do you notice that rainbow that I kept seeing when we were talking? It's like love begins because you establish it. Because you establish it. Can you receive that?
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I just...
Can
like
you receive that? Can you? No, we don't want you to understand. That's the intellect. We all understand. We were born understanding. It's about receivership. It's about receivership. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
Well, here's the end result, victory and success. Right now, I have you out. I don't know if it's because of Martin Luther King or whatever, but I have you out in the cotton field. I do. I have you picking cotton like you have no authority of your own. Like you're just like slave labor or something. So that's what you're banishing. That's what you're releasing. And really coming into your destiny. That's coming into your destiny. Let me see what else can help you, my friend. What I love is every time I pull a final outcome card, these cards could not be better if we tried. I mean, honestly, I don't have better cards in the deck. So the more you can relax and know that the end result is secure I mean, I know that's hard. I mean, I'm going through my own initiation, and it's like, I still get a tear or two now and then. But it's like, the more you come to, here's what I want to say to you, tuning into your energy. I've been saying this to you for a year now. It's really time to stop your belief in lower reality. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, my friend. It's like you're too high. You're too high. So when you believe it, it's like you're going to be stuck. But then, you come forth with your advanced nature. You come forth with your, like, in other words, honestly, if you were working out of 3D with your circumstances, all right, be scared, cry, whatever you need to do. But the thing is that you set up this challenge to move into top speed. So you're not solving this just from the 3D. You're solving this to bring forth your new adventure. That's what you're forgetting. That's what you're forgetting. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
You are so entitled. I mean, you're just so entitled. Are you not the woman that, like, just brings forth energy like nothing I've ever seen every time you show up to group sometimes? It's you really want to decide who you are. You really want to decide what you believe is true. You really want to take that time to bring forth your new adventure, your new adventure. It's like, wow, I can't wait to see what I can create with my all-knowing, with my true revelation. Let me just pull a card now and say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
So when I tune into you, you've got these wings. They almost look like a little fairy. They're not like big, big Archangel Michael wings. There are these like little wings, and you're trying to flutter up. Like you're trying. It really has to do with coming out and play. So you want to just remember, when things get a bit heavy, we all have different ways of making ourselves feel better. So whether we go into depression or we go into tears, whatever it is, it's just our way of withdrawing for a little bit. There's no error in that, by the way. So whatever you're experiencing, my feeling is you're doing it to kind of take yourself out of the game temporarily. I do mean temporarily. And I just got confirmation. I mean, I just have phenomena go on over here. And so we do that when it just gets too much. I mean, we really do. My thing is depression. It's like suddenly, it's like, oh, okay, time out is too much for me. And all of a sudden I'm depressed, even though I wasn't like 3 seconds ago. I have looked at that and stared it down enough to know that that's my way out. It's my way to check out. Other people do drugs. I just do depression. And so I know that. I know that after many, many years of thinking this is coming over me. Something that's occurring right now, you're experiencing, is similar, where you go into this mode and then you're not responsible. You're not doing it consciously, by the way, and there's no error and there's no judgment. And that's why I tell you about my little depression thing. But you do it because now you don't have to play the game, so you can't lose, so you can't get hurt. So just notice it, and notice that, like, you're just giving yourself a little time out, and perhaps that's actually purposeful. Like, you just need to catch your breath. You just need a moment. Like, I need a moment. So give yourself that moment. Really, give yourself that moment. You know, watch a fun program on YouTube. You know, do something, paint your toenails. Give yourself that moment. Give yourself that freedom to really come back into alignment with self. And then say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
So now I'm up to rest and rejuvenation, which was much better than emotional withdrawal, which is what I had before. So it's the same thing that I was saying, rest. So let me just ask, final outcome. And say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
You came to do this, heal. This is much more than a house. This is much more than kids sick. You came here to heal. And heal you shall.
Thank you.
You are so, so, so welcome. All right. And did you have any other questions? You wanted to sit and let that kind of percolate for a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Sweetheart. You're welcome. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd love a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Katie.
And say it one more time.
Katie.
You're stopping short. You're stopping short. I literally am looking. What in the world is not... I know. So I run around my house in the morning and I turn on, I must have 40 lights between candles and this and everything else. It's very important, very, very important to me, very symbolic. But when I tune into you, I'm looking, I suddenly see one outlet where the cord has not been plugged in. And that's exactly how I feel about you. You're sick, you need staying power. What you're doing is wonderful, fantastic, you are ready. I can't even begin to explain to you how ready you are. You cut it short. So this would be if you've prayed for awareness, you've prayed for guidance, you prayed for revelation. This is so my message, I get it. And you're right there. You're sincere, you've done all good measures, and you're like, okay, that's enough for today, and off you go, and I don't know what you do, you write checks or something. So this is about, and say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
Staying power. Being willing to stay with, let me give you an example. It's sort of like when I open to God in the morning, I turn my day over to my higher self, ask my higher self to be in charge of my thoughts, words, and deeds. And then I do my time with God. And it's the same thing. It's sort of like, how do I explain this? They're saying that they are just really lecturing me because it's coming to me through your message. What they're explaining to me regarding my own life is my time with God is my most sincere gesture. In other words, there's nothing I could possibly be doing right now that is more valuable. And the more I do it, the more I release my nudging. In other words, I've got dishes, I've got emails, you know, whatever, that I think is so very significant. And we all know it's just like rearranging the furniture. It's really nothing. Because as we self-reveal, as we open up from our pauper state to prosperous, in other words, aligning with our divine self, that's the ball game. So I'm very quick about it. It's sort of like, okay, God, you've had enough minutes. You know, now I'm off. Now I'm off to my real adventure. So whatever you're doing as far as like meditative inquiry, like if you do a meditation and then you ask for guidance, you ask for relevance, you ask for direction, or you're just sitting on the porch just kind of in contemplation, opening up. And say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
It's like your ego knows exactly its best advantage, where if you went a little bit longer, if you stayed a little bit, you know, just stayed with it a little bit longer, you would open up. So the more that, and say your name again, please.
Katie.
The more that you can realize your own homecoming, your own tribute, your own understanding, your own relevance is of top priority, you'll release all pending influence, all pending circumstance. you specifically do not need to go to an ashram, a meditation retreat, anything like that, as much as you need to simply prioritize your own homecoming. My very strong feeling is, say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
I'll just tell you this in a nutshell. I'm afraid to say it because I know it's always my message as well. It has to do with your fear. It has to do with your fear. Your fear of hearing truth, your fear of your, oh gosh, I totally get this now. There is no accident you came right after Jen. There is no accident because you're really in the same process. You've got bugaboos. You've got places where, how to explain this? It's sort of like you've pushed it off. You know, it's sort of, you just have this blanket approach or this, how do I explain this? Justify position, or you've explained it away. You've explained it away. No error. But here's the thing. In order to come back to the heart, you have to pass all those streets. And you don't, how do I put this in words? Katie, say your name again, please.
Katie.
You're honestly just afraid it's going to be too much. You're just afraid it's going to be too ugly. You're just afraid of what's going to surface. The more you can trust your own heart space, the more that, here's what I want to say to you. If you think about Course in Miracles, it's sort of like none of this is real. It really isn't. It's a dream of consciousness. That's why we can each awaken. Like the leaf fell from the Bodhi tree and the Buddha awakened. We each can awaken because it's just dream consciousness. When we awaken, we really see it's just a fabrication. It's just a dream. So the point being that as you awaken from that, it's not about error. It's not about falsehood. It's not about crime and punishment. And that's what we don't get because we're still aligned with that egoic sense where we're still dreaming judgment. That's why we keep dreaming. And I really got that for you the other day with that little thing you wrote. What I got is the reason you keep judging others so harshly is because you're judging yourself so harshly. I really, 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 really got that for you. And it's that judgment towards self that, like, I literally see you trying to sit on a suitcase that's like, there's too much stuff in there, really, and you can't get it to close. Like, you're trying to siphon it off. You're trying to block it off. And it's time has come. So the more that you realize and can relax that there's no guilt because there's no error. In other words, all of us in our ego have done everything because we followed ego. And that's just the name of the game. But the point is, nobody's guilty because ego's not real. None of this is real. So the whole point is to come back to the heart, to come back to the self. So here's what I want to say. And say your name again, please.
Katie.
The more you can realize that you're, like, with justified pride, you're in possession of the antidote. You're in possession of extreme measure of kindness where you're here to set the record straight. You're here to prove at last the perfection of all, the innocence of all. So you want to work with that. You want to really build up that sense of knowing that you're innocent. You're innocent. We're all innocent. And when we judge, it's because we're still buying into that unconscious guilt. We're still buying into that fear. And when you notice it, notice it. But notice, or just remind yourself, but that's what's coming to an end. That's the fallacy. That's going to put you in a position of power where you're going to have the strength to endure. It's not that you're lazy. So let's go back to the beginning part. It's not that you're lazy at all. The reason you're closing the door too early is, again, because of the fear, because you still have that crime and punishment tape running. So it's like, well, then I'm going to have to look at what I did or what I thought or whatever it is. So the more that you can release that and just play with that notion, that's going to give you leverage. That's going to give you the ability to stay longer and to permit the advance. Now, as you do that, oh my gosh, home run, my friend, home front, home run. So this is your time. So that's also why your message came right after Jen, because she's in that same process, but kind of like with a different style. So this is, again, about recognizing the innocence of all. Like, in other words, we're all the Christ. We're all in our perfection. None of this ever happened. All of us are innocent. And the more that you can play with that awareness, you will allow all circumstances to present and be revealed. And there is, there's just a glorious homecoming waiting to come through. I don't know what it is, but you're just going to have these like aha moments and these victories. So does that make sense?
It does. I have hopefully what is a quick question.
Sure.
Should I increase my meditation time, or should I be more vigilant of thoughts during my meditation time?
That's a good question. One moment. And say your first name.
Katie.
I'm going to be like a politician and not answer either question and answer it with my own answer. You should be playing with the awareness or concept that it's safe to know truth. It's safe to open up to truth. That truth will set you free. Truth will set everyone free. That will help you substantially to know that it's time to know truth, that it's safe to know. Now, back to your questions. Should you go longer or be more vigilant? And say your name again, please.
Katie.
You don't, well, hold on. And say your name one more time.
Katie.
Thank you. It's neither what you're saying, it's more so of an allowance. So you can have, it's not about being vigilant with your thoughts and meditation, because you can have any thoughts in the world that you want as often as you want, as long as you don't get on the train and go back to your focal point. So as you relax and allow and trust and let go, it's that in your meditation, the way it is currently, you will reach deeper levels of truth, deeper levels of awareness. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Both in and out of formal meditation, by the way.
Okay.
Because it's sort of like when you take your meditation practice to all of your day, you'll have liftoff. Like, you could be listening to a conversation, looking at two people in a restaurant, and suddenly you can have an epiphany. So that's the state that you're arriving at, where you're open to dialogue from your higher self.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. All righty. Elena, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help you?
What do you have for me today?
Hi, sweetheart. I just love your energy. I just, it's just got such a beautiful sweetness to it. And say your first name.
Elena.
Gosh, I feel like I give you the same message every week. But there's a purpose and there's a reason you came after Katie. Be of service to Grace. Be of service to Spirit. Be of service to God. Whatever your words are, you're opening the front door now instead of going in the back way. You're opening the front door and sort of like letting freedom ring, so to speak. And so what you're doing, and say your name again, please.
Elena.
You're welcoming truth. You're welcoming memory. You're welcoming forward advance. So in English, it's never the circumstances. It's never, you know how like you could have not great circumstances, but yet you're with Spirit and all is well. And you can have great circumstances, but if you're not with Spirit, all is so not well. So what you're doing is moving into your advantage. You're moving into your holy state of remembrance. You're moving into your delight, where you're coming to claim victory. You're coming to establish priority. In English, you're coming to assert your authority in your true relevance. Another way of saying it is like open that front door. Like imagine you have a friend, you're a little kid, and it's like, oh, come through the back door so no one sees or whatever. Come through the back door. And so what you're doing is, I'm not having them come through the back door. They can open the front door. They can stay as long as they want. They're like an established guest. And say your name again, please.
Elena.
You're opening up your true commitment. Your true commitment. It's huge. I mean, honestly, I'm not kidding you. It's like moving from 3D, they're saying with a little bit of spice. It's like, in other words, like with a little bit of Spirit, to let me live with Spirit. Let me live with Spirit as I move through 3D. So you're moving into your advantage. You're moving into your higher acquirement. They've been working with you in your dream time state pretty extensively in preparation and helping you to recognize energies, recognize signs and symbols. It's the reason you're going after Katie's message, where they're going to be talking to her in and out of her formal meditative states. The same thing with you. So really, justified pride is due you, because you've been doing your work. You've been keeping up with your lessons. And say your name one more time, please.
Elena.
Seek and you shall find. Seek and you shall find. It takes practice. Where you are takes a little bit of practice, and a little bit of diligence, but it's like the most worthwhile thing you can do, because as you stay clear of fear and you just really commit to Spirit, you're going to be amazed at how it just takes root. It becomes concrete. It becomes real. And say your name one more time.
Elena.
It's going to bring you peace. And that peace is going to bring you healing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's the healing. It's the healing that you've ordered. You have ordered. It has arrived. It's the healing you've ordered. So beautiful, sweetheart. I just have phenomena going on over here. These are just guides confirming it for you. You are well on your way.
Thank you very much.
So much love. Mm-hmm. Hi, Melissa. I've got two Melissas, so hopefully one of them works.
This is Melissa, but I'll let Melissa, the other one, go first. She was on before me, if she's there.
It may be you. I think it's you. So, Melissa, how can we help you?
Hold on, I want to see you. You can see me. Hi. Two things. One, I would like to receive a message.
Sure.
And two, I do have a question.
Okay.
Whichever one you want first.
One moment, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And say your first name.
Melissa.
You're too hard on yourself. You're too hard on yourself. Sometimes circumstances lead us to make silly judgment calls. It is, how do I say this? And say your name again, please.
Melissa.
It has to do with what you're going.